Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, welcome back. It is the Ben Ferguson Show. If you just joined us, it is time for the heinous Memphis crime report. Diaz, you think we can knock this out in one segment? Let's give it a shot. All right, it was a light night, as Diaz said. Not too many people popping caps and other people. All right, this is for October the 8th, 2019, your heinous Memphis crime report. The heinous crimes committed in Memphis in the last 21 hours. Number one. Woman faces attempted murder charges for hitting a driver in the Wendy's drive-thru because sometimes you just get hungry. Memphis woman is behind bars in connection to an attempted murder investigation, according to Memphis Police Department. An arrest affidavit reports that Taliaha Murphy was at a Wendy's drive-thru around 10 o'clock when she began bumping the back of the vehicle in front of her with her car. The report says she was trying to get the driver ahead of her to move up. She was hungry. As the driver left the drive-thru, Murphy rammed the passenger side of the vehicle. Police say the woman got out of her car to check the damage, and Murphy accelerated towards her. She struck the woman with the front of her car, knocking her over the hood into her head. The woman told police she saw Murphy's face, and as she accelerated towards her, was able to identify her in a lineup. That happened a couple days ago. Murphy now faces attempted first-degree murder charges. Don't get between her and her spicy chicken nuggets. That's all I can say. Number two, MPD says a man was injured in a shooting near I-240. Memphis police are investigating a shooting at a residence on Watson Road near I-240. Memphis police say the shooting happened around 7 o'clock last night. When officers arrived on the scene, they found a man suffering from a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. There's no suspect information this time. If you know anything about this 7 o'clock at night shooting on Watson Road near I-240, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 528-CASH, 528-CASH. If you'd like to call the mayor of Memphis, he just got reelected, and ask him what the hell he's doing to stop crime in the city. We also know that homicide rates went up and violent crimes were up last year. Those are the new FBI data that are out. They're up, not down. You might want to call him and ask him what he's doing with your tax dollars. His number, 636-6000. Call him often because he doesn't like hearing from you. 636-6000. He just got reelected, so basically you're meaningless to him right now. But you can try anyway. 636-6000. Number three. A repeat DUI suspect has been charged in a deadly crash. Raise your hand if you're not surprised that we let people with DUI offenses out way too often. Mid-South family is saying goodbye to a young father who died in a DUI crash. James Seward, 25. You ready for this? He was out on bond for his first DUI when the deadly crash happened. He is now out on bond for the crash that killed the young father, which is also just stupid. He should be behind bars. Zachary Hargett, 24, a husband and father, was buried on Monday. He died last Thursday on Highway 385 near the Riverdale exit after investigators say Seward crashed into Hargett, killing him. Investigators say that Seward left the scene but was later found nearby. They say he had bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, and admitted to having a few drinks. Seward was out on bond for another DUI in August in Collierville. But yeah, let's let these guys out again because that just makes good sense. According to a Collierville police report, Seward was in his vehicle near Huey's with his car lights on, with Seward in the driver's seat, the car running, and the keys next to him. The officer said that Seward told him he had dropped a girl off to get her car, and he was getting ready to drive home. The report said he admitted to having a few beers and smoking some weed the day before. The officer found several glass jars with small amounts of marijuana inside and scales in his truck. The officer also said Seward appeared to be under the influence. Seward did refuse a field sobriety test. He was charged in the case with a DUI. Attorney Leslie Ballin, you committed a crime, call Leslie Ballin, because he can probably get you at least out of prison for a while. Who's representing Seward said he's waiting on results of the blood samples. He said Seward is scheduled to appear in court October the 15th. What'd you say to me, Diaz, about this? If you know you're guilty, call Leslie Ballin. Yeah, exactly. Can't disagree with you there. What are we up to now? Number five? Number four. All right, number four. Here we go. A woman was shot and killed on Lamphere Avenue. Lamphere, is that right? Lamphere? Is that how you say it? All right, Lamphere. There we go. It's in the Heights area, Berkeley, Grahamwood, that area over there. Memphis police is investigating after a woman was shot and killed Monday night. Police said a woman was found on Lamphere Avenue with a gunshot wound near 10:30 p.m. She was rushed to the hospital where she died. Police believe the suspect was driving a white Nissan Altima. If you know anything about this crime, you're asked to please call Crime Stoppers at 528-CASH. If you're tired of crime in the city of Memphis, you can also call the mayor of Memphis. His name is Jim Strickland. He just got reelected. Really doesn't care about you right now, but give him a call anyway. They really hate it when you call, just so you know. 636-6000, and you can tell him what you think about crime in Memphis as a taxpayer. Also, you can ask him about his incredibly horrific success rate of hiring police officers at less than one per year average over the last 44 months that he was mayor of Memphis. 636-6000, you can email him, mayor@memphistn.gov, mayor@memphistn.gov. Number five. A nurse practitioner was attacked with a knife at a mental health clinic. A nurse practitioner was stabbed at the mental health clinic in Millington. The stabbing happened at Professional Care Services near Navy Road and Veteran Parkway around 8 a.m. Monday morning. Police said the woman was stabbed multiple times when she got out of her vehicle. Millington Police Chief Mark Dunbar said the woman has serious injuries but is in stable condition at the hospital. Professional Care Services is a facility that helps people with mental illness issues in the Mid-South. Police said they are unsure if the suspect was a patient at the facility. They say he was last seen wearing a green hoodie and driving a white Ford Taurus with black tinted windows. He described as black, about 30 years old, 5 feet 10 inches and 190 pounds. If you know anything about this crime, please call Crime Stoppers, 528-CASH, 528-CASH, 528-CASH. Number six. Police now say two men have been arrested after an attack. Victim defends himself with an axe. Two men are in jail after police say they entered a home with weapons and initiated an attack on the man inside of the home. According to the Memphis Police Department, Aaron Fogg and Daniel Hines entered the home with a machete and a garden hoe, attempting to assault him. Diaz, it was not, he didn't have a hoe with him. It was a garden hoe. You got to check your copy for next time, all right? Let me read that again. Aaron Fogg and Daniel Hines entered the home with a machete and a garden hoe, attempting to assault him. He was struck with a garden hoe. The two left the scene after the victim picked up an axe during the fight. Police say the victim reported he hit Fogg in the hand with the axe to protect himself. Once Fogg was in custody, he gave a statement saying he was brought to the house where the fight occurred due to the homeowner no longer wanting the victim to live there. Fogg said he raised the machete in a threatening manner towards the victim. Hines was also taken into custody and told police he was brought to the home along with Fogg. He says he threw the garden hoe at the victim in the attempt to strike him. The victim was able to identify both men in the lineup. Fogg and Hines with their hoe, and they've all been charged with aggravated assault. Number seven. Deputies have found a four-year-old wandering alone at 5 a.m. Shelby County Sheriff's Office says a four-year-old boy was found wandering alone at 5 a.m. Deputies say the boy was found on Easterly Lane near 5 a.m. by a homeowner in the area. He was able to tell deputies his name and his parents' first names. Deputies say the child was unharmed but taken to Le Bonheur while they searched for his parents. The Sheriff's Office said around 10 a.m. the boy's mother was found. It's not clear if any charges are going to be fired. Or filed, I should say. Excuse me. All right. How about this one, Diaz? This is a nice story. Go ahead, Diaz. What are we at? Number seven, eight now? What are we at? Eight. Number eight. A Mid-South High School student was choked and handcuffed by student resource officer, and everybody's freaking out over it. This is happening in Monroe County, Arkansas. An Arkansas high school is afraid to go back to school after an encounter with a school resource officer. Kayla Johnson told Fox 13, he choked me and drugged me in the hallway. I couldn't breathe while he was choking me. Cell phone video captured the incident unfolded at Brinkley High School. She hasn't gone back to school since the officer choked and handcuffed her on Thursday of last week. Johnson told Fox 13, before things turned violent, she tried to explain to the officer she was staying at school because she didn't have a ride home. told us she usually helps out during a band class after early dismissal because she doesn't have transportation home. Substitute teacher told us she was confused about why the school resource officer was called as well. We'll have more on that story and get your reaction to it coming up in a moment. All right, let's get these. Can we get these last two in here? I think we are. Yeah, let's. All right, let's do these last two. We can pull this off. Number nine. A 16-year-old has been charged after a woman was shot and killed in North Memphis. That's right, a teenager is behind bars after a woman was killed in North Memphis neighborhood. Officers were called to the 1300 block of Decatur Street at 2:45 yesterday afternoon. Because why not pop a cap in somebody in broad daylight at 2:45? This is when you know we don't have adequate police protection. But then again, just remember, the chairman of the city council, the dictator-in-chief, Kim Conrad, threatened you, the citizens, that if you raise taxes on yourself, he might purposely misappropriate your funds. You did raise taxes on yourself, but now he's really mad, which probably means he'll make sure he can do everything he can to make sure you don't get adequate police protection. Maybe we should start giving out his number, too, Diaz. What do you think? We could do that. Why not? Go big or go home, right? Go big or go home. Memphis police found a woman shot and killed on the scene. Investigators determined a 16-year-old was a suspect related to the incident. He was taken into custody and charged with second-degree murder. MPD has not identified the suspect because he is a juvenile. They're working to confirm the identity of the woman who was killed. The police department said officers responded to a shooting in the 1300 block at Decatur Street. One female was located, pronounced dead. The suspect, a male, 16, was on the scene and taken into custody. Why do you charge him with second-degree murder if you shot and killed somebody? I don't understand that. We'll deal with that another day. And finally, we only got one more, Diaz. We can pull this off. You ready? Number 10. Memphis Fire reports six Memphis churches in flames within the last year. Six church fires in Memphis have been reported to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms this year alone. The latest incident happened Sunday night at a vacant church, and local investigators say the fire was intentionally set. Tuesday morning, crews were out at North Perkins tearing down what was left of First Church of Christ. The Memphis Fire Department says nearly 130 emergency personnel responded to the call that came in Sunday night just after 9 p.m. The church was vacant, but had smoke, fire, and water damage, causing about $670,000 worth of damages. The building did not have a sprinkler system. About a year ago, David Moore says his company bid on this demolition project, but a few months ago there was a setback. Had a fire about 3 months ago. That delayed the project, then finally got started again, Moore said, with David Moore Construction. The cause of the fire was inconclusive, according to Memphis Fire, but investigators say the one over the weekend was intentionally set. The one from June 27th happened around 2:30 a.m. in the morning. About 43 emergency personnel responded to the call there. It happens all the time. People are destroying things, and why, I don't know, said Moore. This is the sixth church fire in Memphis that's been reported to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Explosives, also known as ATF. We are out there as part of our model to make sure that any house of worship incidences are properly investigated and working with our partners, is what the ATF said in a statement. Memphis Fire notified ATF of all church fires per protocol. In June of this year, Memphis Fire also responded to a fire at Eastland Presbyterian Church. Investigators classified that one as arson as well. These are being intentionally set. We're going to, if you'd like to call the worthless mayor of Memphis and ask him what the hell he's doing with your tax dollars not fighting crime, and why we have 500 police officers down, you can call him, 636-6000, 636-6000, 636-6000. Online at, you can email mayormemphistn.gov, mayormemphistn.gov. That is your heinous Memphis crime report for 10-8-2019. All right. I'm out of time, my friends. Been great being with you. I will see you back here tomorrow. Mark Levin coming up next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.